heard him say it, and it always struck me as quite a funny remark, you know, but nevertheless, he obviously knew what he was doing, and he was quite a brilliant man, you know.
Apart from being taught how to do injections, or rather being not being taught how to do injections, what other education did you get about testing sugars or diet?
Well, you were told everything had got to be weighed. Literally, it had to be weighed, and they gave you a small plate. It was like a stainless steel plate, which was used to put on. If you get a slice of bread, and you can imagine this plate was about 2/3 of the length of a piece of bread, and you had to cut the top of the bread off so that the amount of carbohydrate in the bread was equal to, and this was a thin sliced bread, by the way, which you can hardly get today. And you were told cut it off so that that would be the exact amount. Now they gave you what they did. They gave you a book telling you all the different values of the different foods, so that you eventually learnt what you could eat and what you couldn't eat. But because of the fact that it was rationed, everything was rationed in those days. They used to allow diabetic patients extra meat and extra cheese, but they obviously you didn't get sugar. They took that off the list of things that you could have. So if you were when you went shopping. Because everything was rationed, you'd have to go and you'd have to give the cupons in. I've still got a ration book, by the way, somewhere in the house. So I can remember all these things, like tea was rationed, soap, meat, bacon, margarine or butter, whichever you if you could get butter, but you couldn't get it very often. And you couldn't get, unlike today, you can't get